guest this episode, Christian Espinosa, has some stories to tell. And specifically, he shares three magical moments in his life. And guess what? Each changed him in ways that he is still trying to navigate. Abraham Maslow said, "In any given moment, we have two options. Step forward into growth or step back into safety." And I don't know how you feel about it, but change and growth can be seriously hard. And sometimes there's a lot of suffering that's attached. But always, when I'm on the other side, I look back and I'm grateful. Seriously grateful for how my spirit and soul were stretched. It's not a fun process, and I do a lot of whining while going through it. But honestly, those periods of change have led me to where I am today. Still trying to figure it out. And that's funny, right? I think we all think there's going to be this day where we have all the answers, where we can tell others with confidence how to figure their own lives out. But here I am, still trying to figure mine out. I really do believe that's going to be a lifelong process. Now for my guest this episode, Christian Espinosa. He's a veteran, a blood clot survivor, and a successful entrepreneur that built and sold a cybersecurity company. He's the CEO and founder of Blue Goat Cyber, a 24-time Ironman triathlete, and 2 times best-selling author. And he's a skydiver, a mountain climber, and adventurer. I mean, my goodness, what does he not do? Just like a lot of my other guests, he's grabbing life by the horns and absolutely living large. But it was the three different stories that he shared this week that really got me. So here we go. My interview with Christian Espinosa.
I like Hawaii. I was hiking this Mauna Loa, the mountain there. I was going this hike. And I normally hike super fast because I'm after that big goal we talked about. I'm like, I'm going to tag the summit and get back as quick as possible. You know, I'm going to track it on my watch. And that's normally my modus operandi, is to go as fast as I can and get it done. But for some reason, that day, I was hiking. There's a big rock there, and it's a rock you could sit on. And this voice just said, "Sit on that rock." And I'm like, "Why do I want to sit on this rock? I just started the hike. It's like not even a quarter mile in." But I paid attention, and I sat on the rock. Something I struggle with for the majority of my life, I've always felt alone. And I was invited to by a shaman to do this ayahuasca ceremony in the jungle of Mexico. And, you know, I've never been someone to just go try something without having some intentionality behind it. And I felt like, you know, the shaman invited me. He saw something in me that, because not everyone gets invited to these things. It's like invite only. It's not just like an experience you can sign up for. So I went to this ayahuasca ceremony. You had to wear all white. It was super formal. It was a Brazilian type of ceremony. It was all in Portuguese. So we had to sing in Portuguese. And the women were on one side, the men on the other. You had to do these certain dances in a certain order, like a certain pattern to, you know, keep the, you know, eating like evil entity from clinging on to you, because the whole idea with ayahuasca is supposed to open like your portal to God. So it was very intense, and I did the ayahuasca, and I didn't think anything was happening. But then I started feeling weird and went outside the temple. It's like a temple in the jungle. And the irony is, this thing that I had the biggest trouble with in my life is feeling alone, like nobody understood me. And I was there with a handler, because my first time, people don't know what's going to happen. And my handler somehow got separated from me. So I'm literally in the jungle away from this temple by myself and, you know, throwing up a little bit. And, you know, because look at the ants crawling this tree and everything. And while I was there by myself, ironically, like this voice just told me that I'm not alone. And then like immediately there was somebody behind me. They came up to me and gave me like a tissue because I was throwing up. It just solidified that no matter for me how alone I feel I am, I'm never really alone. And I didn't really feel that way before the ayahuasca. It's still something I struggle with a little bit. It's not like a light switch that went on, you know, on all of a sudden. But that was a very powerful moment that made me realize, you know, even in nature, like I remember like touching a tree like once, and I could kind of sense like what that tree had witnessed the whole time it was there. It was like this weird connection. So yeah, ever since that experience, I've never felt alone.
That's such a powerful teaching. I read a lot of books on plant medicines and entheogens. Mm-hmm. So just because, I mean, I've never really done any, but I am interested in the intersection between, you know, I went to seminary, I have a master's of divinity, but I grew up reading science magazines because I love science. So where do those mm-hmm. two disciplines meet, science and religion? And so you could say, what happened through this plant medicine ayahuasca, which, you know, you could compartmentalize and dissect, right? Oh, it's the certain chemicals in the plant. Scientifically, you can kind of dissect that. But then the experience that it opened you up to, how do you quantify that? How do you dissect that? And those experiences are really there. Sometimes there are no words. You cannot find the words to describe it mm-hmm. because everyone's experience is singular for themselves, what they see or what they experience, what comes to them. It's basically the medicine that they need comes to them to kind of help them to understand or purge. There's a lot of purging, as you said, you were throwing up, purge old stories that don't serve them, purge ideas that don't serve the person taking the sacrament. And it's actually really fascinating and really interesting. I've never taken ayahuasca, but I've certainly read a lot of stories about how people's lives mm-hmm. were changed. And it is really essential to have a teacher or a shaman who knows what they're doing and is there mm-hmm. to actually heal people, who has intention and integrity and is there to kind of facilitate the plant and what it wants to say to each participant. And I love that you shared that you felt alone, because I felt like that a lot. I mean, I felt like an alien in this world. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here. Like a lot of this world doesn't make sense to me. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And I was just reading this really interesting, I don't know if you know who the author Philip Pullman is. He wrote an incredible series of books. He's a physicist. But he was an atheist. I mean, he was a physicist at Oxford, I believe, or Cambridge. Anyway, he wrote this series of books, which just took over the entire world. And I just read this incredible story. He's no longer an atheist, and he believes in panpsychism now, which is that everything is conscious. Everything is talking to us. Everything is sacred and has legitimacy. And he said, you know, 20 years ago, forget it. I would have never, but he had a couple of experiences, and he said they came upon him when he wasn't expecting it. And he said for 20 to 30 minutes, he could feel that he was connected to every single thing in the universe. And it felt like he couldn't explain it, but it was so powerful. And he's like, how do you have the words to kind of even say what this feels like, unless someone else experiences something similar? It's beyond, but it changes his entire life from atheist to now believing in panpsychism. And he's like, you know, it's my experience. You know, take it or leave it, but this is how I operate in the world now. And I think having these experiences are so important, whether it's suddenly without plant medicines or with plant medicines, it helps us to understand a different level of reality and our place in that reality. Mm-hmm. And it can change everything.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, it's, I've tried other plant medicines. I mean, that's one thing, but I've had other experiences, which something told me, an entity told me to do something, you know, a voice inside my head. Like, I remember in Hawaii, I like Hawaii, I was hiking this Mauna Loa, the mountain there. I was going this hike. I normally hike super fast because I'm after that big goal we talked about. I'm like, I'm going to tag the summit and get back as quick as possible. You know, I'm going to track it on my watch. And that's normally my modus operandi, is to go as fast as I can and get it done. But for some reason, that day, I was hiking. There's a big rock there, and it's a rock you could sit on. And this voice just said, sit on that rock. And I'm like, why do I want to sit on this rock? I just started the hike. It's like not even a quarter mile in. But I paid attention and I sat on the rock. And you know, and I kept wanting to get up, but something kept me on that rock. And then the distance, I saw somebody walking up. And pretty soon they're like sitting on a rock across from me. And it was this woman. And we started talking, we started hiking together. And it was a very interesting experience, because I've never experienced something like this. This woman was telling me these, you know, I forgot the way she described it, and I'm hopefully not diminishing what she was saying, but the angels inside of her, or the people speaking through her, were telling her things about me, that I had, you know, trouble with my heart, that I tend to open my heart up too much to get taken advantage of. And then I have a tendency to close my heart and repeat the process. And then that I have this blue aura color about me. And, you know, it's very, and she's just telling me these things, like what is being like channeled through her. And it was like, this is like so bizarre, because I just met this person, we're hiking together, and our whole conversation was about this kind of stuff. And then at the top of the mountain, she did, I think it's an attunement, but it's supposed to like, you know, connect you to the higher power a lot better. So she did that. What's interesting is she said, I had it done before. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, I can tell you had this done before. Because for me, I'm more scientific. I'm like, this is kind of woo-woo, but I'm listening. And I said, yeah, actually, I went to this retreat in California with a shaman, and they did an attunement there, I think it's an attunement there. And she said, yeah, I can tell. And I thought, wow, this is bizarre. So anyway, after that whole experience, I just had a different respect for listening to that voice in my head, because she told me that my purpose on the planet is to be a healer. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And she said, you'll find out someday. And then I need to step into it.
Augustine said, the world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page. And honestly, listening to Christian's stories about everything that he's done and what he's risen out of his really difficult and challenging childhood, he's really an inspiration for how to attack life or engage with life and take big, delicious bites out of it. He seems to have faith in life and in himself that everything's going to work out. And I just love that there is adventure everywhere all around him, whether he's climbing a mountain or having a conversation with a stranger in Hawaii. He really does seem to find himself in these unusual places where magic and miracles can happen. Paulo Coelho, author of one of my favorite books, The Alchemist, said, if you think adventure is dangerous, try routine. It is lethal. And I think I agree with him. Absolutely every day we should be inviting adventure in, asking for magic, and reminding ourselves that miracles are usually just around the corner. I need to thank Christian for being such a gracious guest and for sharing all of his stories, and once again, reminding me that this world is a beautiful and magical place.
please do remember to rate and review the podcast, as well as subscribe so you don't miss one story of why this world is a glorious place. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Christian. Be open to the adventure that is every single day of your life, whether you have a conversation with a stranger or you get to go to someone else's aid if there's an accident, or if you just find a really groovy book at a bookshop in town. Be open to the adventure no matter what comes your way, and understand that the adventure and the change that comes with it make this life worth living.